Question Your World, created by the Science Museum of Virginia.
Hey, it's Valentine's Day, when love is in the air. Well, love's not the only thing in the air. Scientists have been studying the amount of heat-trapping gases in the air and asking how this will impact the production of a very special Valentine's Day item, chocolate. Hershey's makes about 80 million chocolate kisses every day, nearly 29 billion a year. But where does all that chocolate come from? The trees that give us the fruit that turns into our M&Ms and Hershey kisses basically can only grow within a 20-degree latitude of the equator. Chocolate trees love warm, humid, tropical rainforest climates, so countries like Ghana and Indonesia alone grow over half the world's chocolate. But scientists around the world agree that human emissions of heat-trapping gases are warming the planet up, which has direct impacts on chocolate production. Climate change is a big concern for chocolate producers because of a process called evapotranspiration, the loss of moisture through plants due to high temperatures, and it's increasing in those regions. As global temperatures rise, they basically squeeze water out of chocolate trees, and these warming trends impact weather patterns, which seem to be starving these areas of rainfall as well. Some chocolate farmers are doing something we'd do as humans in this situation. They're throwing shade on climate change. By planting or retaining taller trees in the rainforest, they can provide cooling to the chocolate trees and save them from high rates of evapotranspiration. So while Valentine's Day may be a chance for a hot date, the chocolate industry has been seeing a lot of hotter and hotter dates on the calendar, and are beginning to practice new resiliency methods, all for the love of chocolate, of course.
For more information, please visit smv.org.